This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. We've got a lot of economic stuff going on around the world that we're going to be chatting about, and we have an awful lot of political, geopolitical events that are occurring, and we're going to be discussing those with our cast, our usual cast, headed this week by Glenn Downs, who is the Chief of Staff for Congressman Walter Jones. We're starting out the show with Michael Belkin today. Michael is becoming more and more of a regular on our show for a number of reasons, and the main reason is he's a very, very astute individual. He is an advisor to hedge funds all around the world. He speaks all over the world, and interestingly enough, lives in our area, so it's kind of nice to have a neighbor who we can call upon more and more frequently to help us out on the show. Mike, we do appreciate you coming on. On Thursday, the ECB came out and said QE to the wall. That had a huge effect starting Thursday on the value of the U.S. dollar. Any comments on that, first of all, Mike?
Yes. Now, as you probably know, I've had a buy signal. I've said to be long the dollar, even though I'm bullish on gold. I've been telling clients that the dollar is likely to rally against the euro, and today it's up about – it's a pretty big move today. I think it's going to continue, actually. So what happened is, at this point in time, as we speak, they cut their rates by 10 basis points, but this takes their deposit rate to minus 0.2%, the ECB. So we are really in kind of cuckoo land here in experimental monetary policies. They're really pulling out all the stops. So that's undermining their currency. And to give you an idea of the effects on the banking system, there was a story last week in the Wall Street Journal entitled "Dutch Banks Steer Funds Away from ECB, Banks Not Using the Money to Boost Lending or Growth." And what it says is, let me just read a little line from this. Rabobank, one of Europe's best capitalized banks, said it has withdrawn a total of 40 billion euros, $53 billion, in recent months and moved it to other large central banks like the Bank of England, the Swiss Bank, and the Federal Reserve. Quote, "At least there you don't have to pay to park your money," said Chief Financial Officer Bert Brugink. So I think that's a real good insight into what's going on. They think that they're being stimulative, you know, and that they're going to force banks to lend money more so the economy grows more. That's it. And that's their policy objective in a nutshell. But what's happening is it's causing capital flight. I mean, Rabobank, that's a huge bank. And, you know, that's just one example. So if they're going to charge you to park your money with them, obviously, you're not going to stay there. So big banks are moving, you know, big private sector banks are moving their money out of the euro into other places. So that's basically what's going on. What will this do? You know, I'm bullish on gold. Now, it's kind of contradictory to be bullish on the dollar and bullish on gold at the same time. But we live in this crazy world where central banks are pulling out all the stops. And oddly enough, the U.S. is kind of winding down its QE program. You know, it's going less and less. It's scheduled to end in another few weeks in October. So, you know, I think that what is going on will benefit gold and gold mining shares. So far, they've been nervous. They got knocked a little bit in the last week or so. But I still like gold. I still like gold mining shares. To give you an idea, the XAU index, the gold share mining index, is below the level of where it was as far back as I have data going back 30 years. So the gold price has gone up a lot in 30 years, and the gold mining share index is below the level it was 30 years ago, which is, I think, an astounding value. You know, if I don't think people really realize and have taken a look at this, how cheap they are, and that really limits the downside, I think, in gold shares. And I think that anybody who has a nose for value and is looking to buy things that are down, you know, buy low and sell high. That's what investors are supposed to do. They ought to be looking at gold mining shares.
Michael, I want to stick a little bit to this ECB announcement, simply because, as you mentioned, the deposit rate is now negative 0.2%. That's amazing in my eyes. But also the ECB said that they are starting a QE program. We don't know all the details towards that, but if we take a note from what has happened in the recent Fed QE program, we have stock markets at all-time highs. Do you think that the European markets will react the same way to this QE program?
No, I don't. So, and of course, I could be wrong. The QE, the U.S. Fed's QE took a lot, went a lot further in financial markets than I thought it would. So, keep that in mind. Here is what's going on now. If you look at the world at the moment, what is going on is, in case nobody noticed, there's a war. Hello. In the Ukraine, you know, the Russians are advancing a little bit every day with thousands of soldiers in the Ukraine. And they're always announcing, you know, peace talks and where everything's fine and we're not really there. Meanwhile, they keep, you know, taking more territory. So here we've got this little, you know, war, little tiny little war on the outskirts of Europe. And what is happening is there's a sanctions spiral developing, and the European corporations have huge exposure to Russia. You know, that's been part of their growth thing. You know, that's been a big part of their industrial companies, growth chemical companies, consumer products companies, you name it. They're big in Russia. And now there's a sanctions spiral. And what it's doing, just the global PMI indexes, manufacturing PMI indexes, just came out for August a couple days ago. And the changes were just enormous. Like Switzerland down 3.5 points, Sweden down 4 points, Italy down 2 points, UK down 2 points. Blah, 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 et cetera. Netherlands down 2 points. And now the only ones, the 50 is the dividing level between recession and expansion, supposedly. And the only ones that are negative globally right now are Italy, of the main ones that I follow, Australia, and Indonesia. So the other ones are very close. So Netherlands is 51, Switzerland 52, Italy, UK 52. Germany 51. So they're right. I think basically, long story short, Europe's headed into a recession. It's based on economic conditions, and really monetary stuff isn't, as I mentioned with Rabobank, they're not going to start lending more because the interest rates are negative. They're more like in capital flight mode. And the other side of this, of course, is China. Now, the China PMI is also, it's at 50.2. That's the HSCB, that's the private sector one, not the official one, manufacturing one. And Australia is 47. And Indonesia is 49. So basically, you've got China slowing down and affecting those markets over there, Asian emerging markets, Asian tiger places. You've got Europe slowing down, and you know. So I think basically we're headed into a some sort of a global downturn that will affect corporate earnings. And you know, stocks can't go up when companies are warning that you know we're headed into a recession. You get nonstop with a blizzard of earnings and revenue warnings. So that's what I see on the horizon. You know, I see corporations saying, we missed, we're not going to have our sales to Russia, blah, 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 you know, China, you know, Indonesia, Thailand, and it's just not happening. And that, I think, is very bearish for stocks. So long story short, I think stocks are going to go down, even though they central banks will surely keep easing and doing QE and cutting rates and everything until they're blue in the face.
Well, we're going to get into that subject a little bit more with Michael Belkin in the next segment. But I have to say, I think long term you're 100% right. And the reason I say that is simply from what I learned in Econ 101, 102, all the way up to the 500 level courses that I took as an undergraduate. And that is that an economy has to be fundamentally sound. And a fundamentally sound economy really pretty much has to be run by the old invisible hand, you know, of Adam Smith, for lack of better terms, government. Cannot effectively run an economy for any long-term duration, in my opinion. And we're going to talk more about with Michael on that subject, because I think it's really worth considering where exactly are the markets going to go in the relatively near future. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Michael Belkin of the Belkin Report. You know, Mike, I have felt for an awful long time that the conventional markets really weren't the place to be. And Kathy and I have really put our money where our, you know, our mouths are, for lack of better terms, in that area. We have made no additions to our conventional market portfolio, which is, you know, probably somewhat larger than average, and we have been doing most of our investing in the resource sector. Now, I have to say, truthfully, the investments that we made in 2012 and the first part of 2013 in the resource sector did very, very poorly. I mean, I had a great year in terms of my my tax return for 2013 because we had so many losses. That has not been the case, though, starting probably the first part of 2014. The resource companies that we have invested in since then have done very, very well. I mean, I'm looking at increases of 20 to 40%. So I think you're absolutely 100% correct in that particular statement that you made, as in all your other statements also. Any comments again on that?
Yes, I am friendly to gold mining, but not in general. Not material sector. So you have to be careful, I think, about exposure to base metals, minings, and things like that. So if the world is really going into a recession led by European downturn and Chinese downturn, then non-precious metals investments, I think you have to be careful of. Now, precious metals, however, I think are really in a sweet spot where they will be discovered. But let's talk for a second about what's going on in the stock market. Now, I keep asking myself, you know, what am I missing? Why do people keep buying? You know, there's been big inflows up here into the top of the stock market. Now, the S&P is a little bit above where it was in July, but not by much, by a percent or so. So this hasn't been any huge breakout lately, but it kind of feels like it. But I'm trying to get inside the psychology of people that are saying, I got to buy the stock market. I got to buy the S&P 500. I got to buy this. I got to buy, not gold mining stocks, but people who are like pouring their money. They remind me a little bit of gamblers at a table, you know, in Macau or something in a casino, just throwing a lot of cash on the table and, you know, keep betting. One thing I discovered is that this is something that I used to hear from my contacts within the industry, was that the central banks trade S&P futures. And that's sort of been a rumor out there for a long time. And then this last week in my report, I came up with this thing. The CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where S&P 500 futures are trading, they actually have something called the Central Bank Incentive Programs, the CBIP. I'm not making this up, okay? This is not a spoof. Central Bank Incentive Program, Questions and Answers, January 2014. I'm reading from this thing. What is the Central Bank Incentive Program? Blah, blah, blah. It allows central banks to receive discounted fees for their proprietary trading of CME group products. Blah, blah, blah. And it's always only for electronic trading. To qualify for CBIP, the bank must be a central bank, execute all trades in the central bank participant's name, blah, blah, blah. And then they give them and then there's a schedule. They give them reduced fees. So the CME is offering reduced fees to central banks to trade S&P futures. It's right here in black and white on my screen. You know, if anybody who thinks I'm crazy or making this up, just Google CME and CBIP, and you'll get to this little set. So here we have, you know, this is proof that central banks around the world are trading S&P futures electronically. And now we don't know what they're trading or are they buying or selling, but based on what I know about the way that central banks like to rig markets, I think that it's a fairly high probability bet that they are interested in buying S&P futures and keeping psychology together, because that's what it's all about. Their whole thing is a psychological manipulation program in the intelligence agency industry. It's called PSYOPs, you know. And so what they want everybody to feel nice and comfortable in stocks, because they know if people start selling stocks, investor sentiment will go down, the stock market will go down, it will be the opposite of the wealth effect, right? People will be feeling less wealthy, they'll be feeling poorer, and will turn into a deleveraging spiral. So I think they're basically desperate to prevent that from happening. And there's probably, now this is just me, you know, hypothesizing here. I imagine that the central banks are in some kind of a network where, you know, they tap each other on the shoulder, you know, and the Fed says to the Hong Kong Monetary Authority or the central bank of some Mideast place or something that has a gajillion dollars. Would you mind, you know, our market's acting a little sloppy lately. Do you mind coming in and you know, knocking the gold futures down a little bit and buying the stock market? So, you know, here we have it. Anyways, we now know that they do that. Central banks trade S&P futures as well as gold futures and all this other stuff. So there you have it.
Michael, that's an incredible fact that you just brought out there. And the fact of the matter, as you alluded to, is that these markets are all about sentiment. The scary thing to me is that if these central bankers are working together and are buying essentially S&P futures and who knows what other futures, then why would we see a huge correction in the market simply because these central banks still have a lot of power? And until something really bad happens, I think that, you know what, it's hard to fight these massive powers.
Good point. So, you know, Al said Adam Smith, the invisible hand, and I'm firmly a free market believer, and I think the market is bigger than intervention. And every time in history where somebody has tried to do a big rig like this, it's blown up in their face. So I don't think that they can prevent a change in sentiment. And again, it gets back to the global economy headed down. Once corporations start really warning, you know, that our earnings are falling, our revenues are falling, it's not there, we're going to start laying off people. You just can't change human psychology. You know, it will go into reverse. So it might be hard to get a crash. You know, it might be kind of a slow bleed. I'm just speculating here. I have no idea. But I do think the stock market is tremendously overvalued. Sentiment is extremely high. The PE of the Russell is in the high 70s. A normal PE of the market is like in 15. So it's some huge factor of five times overvalued small cap stocks. And you can't just wave a magic wand if you're a central bank and make that okay. You know, you just can't keep making bubble go up forever. So, and what they've done basically is create too much leverage. And when there's too much leverage, something goes wrong, and leverage positions start getting liquidated, and the forced liquidation of leveraged assets causes a downward spiral in asset prices. And that's what I think we're on the brink of.
Well, the invisible hand is a pretty tough hand. I mean, there's no question about that. A lot of people, I think the only thing that I would take some of an issue with is what you just said, Michael, is certainly among the sophisticated population, for lack of better terms, obviously, you know, the truth is going to become known sooner rather than later. And it probably already is known right now. But consumer sentiment, I think, is what's keeping everything afloat right now. And I have to say that I would maintain that a good 80% of our population in the United States doesn't even have a clue what consumer sentiment means. They think it's, you know, are you warm and fuzzy and are you still able to buy a six-pack of beer, still able to take the wife to a movie on a Friday night. People are just unaware, and that, I think, is what's keeping things going. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Chris Temple. We're going to talk a little bit more about Europe.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are continuing our economic discussion right now. We're chatting with Chris Temple right now. We're talking about the role that central banks are playing around the world. You know, this really came to everybody's attention, certainly with what happened last Thursday with the European Union in terms of quantitative easing, interest rate destruction, for lack of better terms, etc. I guess when Chris gets done commenting on that, I'd have to ask the question, is this interest rate destruction, quantitative easing, etc., you know, is it going to work long term? I don't think so. Chris, you're on, bud.
Well, Al, let's say that you and Corey and I went out to the finest restaurant we could find in Seattle tonight, and we really put on a dog. We have before-dinner drinks, after-dinner drinks, rich appetizers, you know, three or four of them to share. We had the biggest, juiciest steak, all the potatoes, all the trimmings. We had dessert. We had after-dinner drinks. And after a while, the three of us are sitting looking at one another, wondering if we're ever going to be able to move out of our chairs. And as the waiter comes up, he's got a check in his hand for $300, and now we're also looking at each other, trying to figure out who's going to take the check. But it doesn't really matter yet, because the waiter says, you know, tonight's going to cost you gentlemen $300 for everything you had, but I've got a special offer for you. The chef wanted me to tell you that we really have a lot of food left over in the kitchen. We've got food coming out of our ears. We don't want to throw it away. We don't want it to go to waste. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start everything that you just had tonight from start to finish. You can sit right there. You don't have to leave. And after we're done, we're not going to add another $300 to the bill. We'll only add $100. Now, I don't know about you guys, but he could give me $100 and I might physically die if I eat any more. I've got to try and overcome the big gorging that we just did and digest what I have. That, gentlemen, is the state of the average person in the developed nations on the face of this planet, whether it's here in the U.S., whether it's in Canada, whether it's in Europe. And in that context, the problem is not, and everybody should have learned this by now from Japan's example and from the Fed keeping interest rates at zero for 6 years and from the ECB now going negative, you know, you're not going to get overstuffed people trying to figure out how simply to live and to pay their day-to-day expenses. You're not going to get them to do that much more if you shave a little bit more off the price. That's not the problem. The problem is that people have got, in this country, their wages have been compressed somewhat. The middle class has shrunk and joined people below the middle class. You know, they can do some economic activity by using the same standards these days to sell cars and even appliances, as that one big retailer found out recently, to people with no credit who wouldn't qualify without a subprime loan and some kind of help. But this is why all of this QE has not, it's helped the markets, it's blown bubbles in the markets, but it hasn't helped the economies, it's not going to. When the ECB did what they did, which, as I said at the time, was a little bit of a surprise that they went quite as far as they did, but it's still not enough. On Thursday, you know, the markets responded by having a little bit of a rally in stocks in Europe. The euro went down. Stocks kind of firmed up in this country. But then we had yesterday when the jobs number wasn't as good as everybody had expected. So, you know, there's still this blind faith in the central banks that they're at least going to keep asset markets afloat. But you know, we're starting to get to the point again where the question is being asked by a few more people who aren't all just willing to drink the Kool-Aid. But, yeah, but is all this monetary stimulus working, or do we have bigger, more intractable problems? And as that question is asked more, we're going to start to see a different behavior in various asset classes than what we've seen for much of the last few months.
Chris, the fact of the matter is easy money is pretty much the policy of every central bank right now around the world. They keep interest rates low. There is money printing going on, whether it's in the face of the markets or kind of behind the scenes. And the people that do benefit from the easy money are the big banks. And that's why the markets are doing so well. And I think the person on the street is not doing so well, because easy money is essentially debt when it gets passed down to the people on the street. And I think when people look around, they don't want to take on excessive amounts of debt just to buy simple goods. I think people have been down that road. Some people like to do that, but I think general population understands that they don't want to take on debt to simply just because it's cheap. I think that's a bad policy to take. And each central bank is racing down the same track. And I don't see any of the central banks changing their policies anytime soon, because I think, and this is purely speculation, but in the heads of the central bank's eyes, they're doing the right thing and they are helping the market. So why would they change?
Well, you know, there was a philosophy back, especially in the 80s under the Reagan administration, you know, where they practiced what the detractors called trickle-down economics, believing that if you cut tax rates at the high end, that would result in some job formation and some growth and hiring and stuff. There at least was some proof that that worked. Well, now what you have in the eyes of these central bankers is trickle-down monetary policy. They think that if they sow and gorge the hedge funds and Wall Street and the investment banks and so forth with all of this money, and if they make it easy, as they have done, for corporate America to go out and raise zillions of dollars real cheap to roll over debt, to buy back stock, whatever, then some of that is going to trickle down to workers and to wages. But that doesn't have any track record, unlike tax policy, you know, a generation ago, of really having borne much fruit. But they'll keep doing it, you know. The ironic thing here is that, you know, Euripides, the Greek playwright of 400 B.C. or thereabouts, was famous for first coining the phrase, whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad. And you've got these people out there pushing as hard as they can. You know, they're pushing on a string, not with their hand, but with bulldozers, trying to get all of this trickle-down monetary policy to work. At the very same time, number one, as you just said, Corey, a lot of consumers just aren't biting, at least like they were. Yeah, people got burned. They had their home foreclosed on. They've got lower wages, whatever other reasons. And they're not quite as fast to go out and run up the charge cards just for sake of doing it, thinking that they'll make up for it later. But the other problem, where the policymakers have become their own worst enemy, is that when you look at what they've done to the commercial banks with what, I mean, Dodd-Frank is still somewhat of a joke. Most of it hasn't been enacted, probably never will. Basel III, same thing. But to at least some extent, and it's worse in Europe than it is here, you've got this regimen where policymakers decided we don't want to go down this road of bank failures and bailouts and stuff anymore. So they've put the screws to the banks, so that the commercial banks, when it comes to loans to small businesses and consumers, couldn't do what this monetary policy is trying to make them do if they tried. And that's not talked about enough. I mean, the ironic thing is that in order for all of this to work, you've got to let all of the banks turn into casinos again. And they're not going to do that, and they shouldn't. But, you know, welcome to the world of the last days of fractional reserve banking.
You know, I got to tell you, having been in the banking industry for as long as I was in it, albeit not full time, but still as a, you know, member of the board of directors of a publicly traded bank, publicly traded on NASDAQ, I have to tell you, there are a lot of things in the banking system that don't make a lot of sense. And that is exactly the reason that we ended up selling our bank in the early part of this particular century. Well, that's an interesting statement. But we sold our bank in around 2002, 2003 or thereabouts because the business just really didn't make any fundamental sense to us anymore. And that's what I fear, Chris, is going to happen in the various Western economies in general. Hope that it doesn't, but I think that it will. Stick around. We're going to be right back with our expert panel. We're going to be talking about the financial issues that went on in the markets.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour. Not on a very positive note, I have to add. We're chatting with Valentin Schmidt right now. Valentin is a business editor for the Epoch Times, headquartered in New York. If I'm not mistaken, the Epoch Times is headquartered in New York. I'm a subscriber to the electronic version. It's a great paper. You folks ought to take a look at it. Valentin is going to chat a little bit about a report that came out dealing with doing business in the United States. The section specifically that interested Corey and I is a section within that report entitled The Most Problematic Factors for Doing Business in the United States. Inefficient government and bureaucracy is pretty close to the top of that list, as is poor work ethic in the national labor force. Talk a little bit about the source first, if you would, Valentin, and then let's get into some of these issues.
Yeah, I mean, Al, this is a very credible and scientific source we have here. It's the World Economic Forum who has this activity in Davos every year, but they also have a lot of research that they do and put out. And their method is fairly scientific. They use all the standard data sources, et cetera, et cetera. But what's interesting here is they also did a survey among business executives, and that's actually where it becomes more problematic. But let's talk about the results here overall. So the U.S. comes number three between, Switzerland and Singapore, which is really not all too shabby in front of most other European countries, far ahead of China, which is also important to note. But let's look at where the good stuff comes from. So if we look at the sub-categories, we find that the private sector, it's really only the private sector who is taking care of growth. So we have here, for example, countries' capacity to retain and attract talent, number three and six on the worldwide scale in terms of labor market efficiency. Then we have financial market development, availability of financial services. Financing is number four. Financing through local equity markets. Number six, venture capital availability, very important. Number three, availability of latest technologies. Number two, firm level technology absorption. Number three, absorption. Number three, and then a couple of things kind of market related. Well, it's hard to attribute them to the private sector, but obviously the biggest market, biggest domestic, biggest foreign market, and largest GDP, so they are the first there. That helps in terms of competitiveness. But here, if we look at innovation, capacity for innovation, number two, quality of science and research institutions, number four, companies spending on R&D, number four, university-industry collaboration in R&D, number two, government procurement of advanced technological products, all right, here already drops to eight, and the availability of science and engineers is number five. So you see, this is all very good, and it's the private sector taking care of it. Oh, let's not forget here, tertiary education, so universities, also taken care of by the private sector. United States is number three. That's the good news. So as I've always said, American companies, American people, they're enterprising, they're well-educated, they want to do business, and they're leading the world in innovation still. I mean, most of the recent innovations, really wherever you look at, they come from the US, of course, mostly in terms of internet and technology and services. That's what they're really good at. But then let's look at the government, who is supposed to, let's not forget what government's all about, is supposed to help private citizens to engage in commerce and lead a nice life. That's what government is there to do. It's not there to for self-aggrandizement or anything else for that matter. The problem is the United States government is really ranked in most categories as a third world country. So we have here even like basic things like property rights, number 25, intellectual property protection, number 20, diversion of public funds, number 30, public trust in politicians, ranked 48, irregular payments and bribes, 36, obviously that has to do with government corruption. Even judicial independence is only ranked 30. Favoritism and decision of government officials ranked 47, and wastefulness of government spending, just to give you a few, 73. Then a good contrast is education, right? So where tertiary education is private sector domain, secondary education and primary education is public sector domain. So here we go. Secondary education enrollment, only 93.7%, that's ranked 59 out of all countries. And then the quality of the education system is ranked 27th, with the quality of math and science education ranked 51. And that's just bad. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think about it? To me, this is really striking.
Well, Valentin, I think we all know that the U.S. does have some very good positives, and there is a workforce out there, that there is infrastructure set up, as we can see in this report. But it seems to be the government which seems to be holding down the economy by almost implementing too many policies. They're having too many handouts. And one other aspect that really caught my eye in this report was financial market development. And that soundness of banks is one of these in there. And that's ranked 49th.
Yes,
being the
absolutely.
World's largest economy and being what should be the leader in not only financial but also economic policies, soundness of banks being 49, I thought we were supposed to be cleaning this up, and maybe that does speak to the government policies that whether they are enacted or not, sometimes they're not being followed, and I think the soundness of banks is one thing that really stuck out to me as a concern as well. You have some comments on this?
Yeah, I mean, here it's a very good example of how viable this this report is. I mean, of course, with every subcategory, there will be some stuff where they get the data from and how they conducted it. You never know whether it's completely accurate, etc. But I think this reflects reality because the banking system here is still is basically skimming money of the savers by taking money from the Fed and investing it in government bonds. they don't really engage in a lot of productive activity like giving loans to small and medium-sized businesses, and they're gambling in the stock market. So, no, this definitely reflects reality, but maybe the government is busier with imposing regulations here. For example, number of procedures to start a business here, 6, and that's ranked 57th. And then, what about tax? There's also effect of taxation on incentives to invest is ranked 34th, and the total tax rate and percentage of profits is ranked 102nd in the whole world. And then stuff like burdens of customs procedures ranked 33, business impact on rules on FDI 44, trade tariffs, prevalence of trade barriers. You know, none of this is in the top 20 even. I mean, this is clearly shocking. One wonders how one can still make money and start a business in this country.
Well, and I think that comes down to the crux of the issue, Valentin, is are we trending downward, or has the U.S. always kind of been in this position? Because when I look at these numbers, it really looks like, or it feels like, we're going downhill rather than uphill. We only have about a minute and a half left.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if you look at the numbers where the public sector, the government is concerned, yeah, it's definitely going down. I mean, I don't see any change data. But like I said, the private sector is trying everything it can to stay afloat, to continue pushing forward. But we both know, unfortunately, that in extreme cases of socialism and communism or fascism or statism, that at one point something's got to give and the private sector can't do anything anymore. So I really hope this won't happen, or even better, there will be a reversal.
It's a fascinating report that you brought to our attention here, Valentin, brought up by the World Economic Forum. It does show that the U.S. is still a major player in the global economy, but as you mentioned, the private sector is the one that we need to focus on, and that is almost the one that I feel like is dying out the most, unfortunately, simply because I think the problematic factors, which Al mentioned to begin with, which the top three are tax rates, tax regulations, and inefficient government bureaucracy. All three things can be changed, but they're not changing for the positive, I don't believe. Al, your last comment here?
Well, I have to say one more thing. Number one, Valentin, we really appreciate your continued participation on our show. You're definitely one of the good guys. We met Valentin back in New York, by the way, at a show that Corey and I were speaking at a number of years ago, and we highly value his opinion. I would suggest that you take a real hard look at the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times is included in our favorite site section. It's a newspaper that is contributed to by a group of very independent thinkers, number one, and number two, very sophisticated thinkers. So take a look at it. Stick around. We're going to be right back for the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.